Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. Can I first start out with your 16-digit reservation code so I can pull your file up real quick, sir?
Okay. 2511-1901-0001-0076.
Perfect. Give me one moment here, please. And while we're waiting, can I get a good number to give you a ring back here?
Yeah. Okay.
Just in case. 240-430-2856. Perfect. And who am I speaking with right now?
This is Atsumasa Tochisako, president of the Micromanos Corporation in Rockville, Maryland.
Perfect. Can you confirm the billing address for me real quickly?
11140 Rockville Pike 3480 Rockville, Maryland 20852.
And the Micromanos Corp, is that an S Corp or a C Corp?
It's a C Corp incorporated in Maryland.
Perfect. And how long is that the DBA name as well, the doing business as?
Micromanos, yes.
Perfect. And you're 100% owner. Could you spell your name for me, sir? I just want to make sure I have everything right.
Okay. First name is A T S U M A S A. And last name is a T O C H I S A K O.
Perfect.
Atsumasa Tochisako.
Perfect. And you're 100% owner, right?
Yeah.
And how long have you been in business for, just to confirm?
13 years, since 2003.
Perfect, perfect. All right, so we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do here, and I can love to point you in the right direction.
Yep. Primarily, of course, I am looking for either like a working capital line of credit or like a gross capital term loan. And our business have become really started to regrow really quickly. So, 2013 gross revenue was $470K, and 2014 grew to $1.5 million. The 2015 grew to $2.3 million, and this year we are heading to close to $4 million.
And wow.
Next year, because of the strong contract, government, etc., we are heading to 8 to 10 million gross revenue size next year. But our business is primarily specialized area, like a government contract, etc. We are minority-owned business certified company in the state of Maryland. So we are receiving a subcontract or such kind of a government contract. So we have a sufficient contract available, but to grow, we need to secure additional equity or long-term capital to hire and increase our capacity building internally, etc.
Yeah, of course.
Because of such kind of a big enterprises contract, we need to bear 40 days after invoice date of payment.
So you're on a net 45?
Yeah. And we pay bi-weekly to all the workers. So in average, a month long, we need to bear with accumulation of the account receivable uncollected. This is one of the working capital funding I need to secure, but at the same time, I'm seeking to like a refinancing of the two-term loan, totaling about $220,000. Because of the such first banks really wrong behavior, last minute turned down their committed $500,000 working capital and said our funding became something messy, so I needed to take additional like cash advances to cover cash flow, etc. But just recently I have paid off everybody's cash advances so that we can really move forward.
So currently you have no working capital loans out, or do you have?
Yeah, so I have one bank with a term loan of the $120,000. Another like a term loan from a so-called funding circle. It's an alternative funding provider, but lent us like a 2 years term loan, but the balance is currently like $90,000.
$90,000 on the balance there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as our former CFO had received this invitation from Bank of Cardiff, and amounting up to like $250,000 either term loan or etc. Yeah, I decided to consult with you up to what degree your company can really help our smooth and the solid growth.
No, of course, of course. So I just want to recap to make sure. So you have $120,000 balance with the bank right now.
Yes.
And then another $90,000 on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So total outstanding balance right now is around $210,000, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
And you want to use this working capital to pay that off, and do you want to net a little bit extra?
Yeah, so if possible, of course, I want to get kind of the up to like $500,000 working capital funding, either by credit or like a term loan. So of which I want to repay those $210,000 existing loans because of such wrong behavior by that bank.
Mm-hmm.
Became very messy in terms of the funding. So I want to eliminate those with all the liens out. So I'm looking for some lender who can really collaborate with me to clean up all the limbs, as well as providing additional funding for the growth.
How much were you looking for additionally? Say we have you the 210, how much extra would you need on top of that?
Yeah, if possible, if I can secure like $200,000 or $250,000, that would be okay for this year.
Because in total?
Yeah.
Or additionally to the 210?
Yeah, additionally.
So, okay.
Range of 450 or so would be right range, because from in middle of this month, actually, we have a project and the contract. We need to place about 40-50 additional workers full-time. Then the monthly growth, accounts receivable or revenues will be like $120,000 or more per month.
So okay, so per month.
Payment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so peak will be like October or November. So if that is the case, better to have at least like a 200 or 300 cushion of the working capital, if I prefer a line of credit, so that I can cope with such kind of a collection cycle of the big enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
So if one of your companies with menu or services may fit with our need. And that would be my hope.
No, of course, Mr. Tsumasa. We definitely can help you there. So, tell me a little bit more about what you do as a company. So, you know, tell me a little bit more about your projects as a company. What do you do for the government?
Yeah, actually, we are a little bit really different company as like a commercial entities, but half social, half commercial. And since 2003, I have started this company to help out legal immigrants came in and looking for a job. Yeah, so by making sure that there are legal availability to work in the United States, we have started to place those people primarily to like hospitality industries, like Hotel Marriott, etc. Then by making sure that those customers will be satisfied and keep using a minimum 3 months, those employees will be converted to like Marriott full-time employees for free of charge from us. So, but since 2014, I changed slightly the business model and chasing after some government contract and stable business contract. So we have concluded 5 strong contract with like Sodexo or Aramark or Maximus, which is a $2.7 billion sales company in the U.S.
I'm familiar with some of those names. I know Sodexo does a lot of the food for schools and prisons, things like that.
Yeah. So. By counting all the contract with 30 hotels and 5 those stock exchange listed public companies, currently contractual value exceeds more than $10 million a year. But our capacity is not still there. Yeah, so conservatively, we want to enhance our internal capacity to recruit and fill the positions assigned to us. But different from a regular commercial company, we have already contracts available. So as much as we can, if we feel such kind of positions opened, we can grow like a minimum, like a $10 million revenue service a year. At the same time, we are running additional like online like a telecom service, which is a kind of the like a former like a calling card sales online
or mobile.
But this is targeted to like specific Ethiopian communities or like Hispanic communities, so that they can enjoy the lowest cost international call rather than just depending on like a major telephone company's expensive international calling rate. But anyway,
very interesting.
Philosophy is to provide like immigrant communities or job seekers right opportunities available. So having worked over 10 years in this sector, our reputation became very high, so many hotels are calling to us, and at the same time, such kind of a Maximus actually assigned us as a preferred company to work for that certified minority-owned business. As you may know, that any government contract require inclusion of the minority-owned business to like a 10% of the total contractual value. So Maximus wins like a $2.7 billion value of the government contract a year. So we are
10% of that is a lot of money. That's what, 270 million.
Yeah, so that's why Starting from last year, 2015, we have started to work with Maximus for specific projects in Baltimore, Maryland, so which are currently running about 20 specialists placed, but next year will be assigned maybe two or three more, which means you can count like 10 people of such project, maybe in that about like $500,000 a year, like a billing rate, let's say. Yeah, so if we are assigned like such people, which means 1.5 million gross revenue sizes.
Whoa.
Yeah, so before starting the big growth of such a relationship, I should really secure available line of credit to cope with like net 45 days or 15 days, etc.
Yeah, of course. I know that the net 30 turns into a net 60, turns into a net 90, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait. Now, I'm very, very familiar with the situation. I actually had just funded a deal a few weeks ago with Wisdom Tree Technologies, is a Native American-owned business that does, you know, government contracts as well. And it was very much the same thing. They, just because he's Native American, now he gets a lot more jobs than most other contract companies, so he doesn't have to bid for them, really. And he said, I'm just growing at a lot, very large rate, and I need a financial institution or a bank to, you know, come back to do repeat business. I said, we're perfect for that. And, you know, you could actually, you know, go online and see his Google Plus review on us. You know, he had 5 stars, really helped him out. But I would love to help you out here, and I think we can provide the appropriate services to help here.
The reason I'm calling is because actually I'm a former banker of the Japanese bank over 27 years. So with a specific purpose, I came to Washington, D.C., to help out like immigrant community and job seekers. I know how all the funding structure or mechanism work, to consult with you very frankly about our situation, a little bit complicated because of such kind of a messy funding structure.
What bank was the one that kind of pulled out last second?
Yeah, it's so-called the First National Bank of Pennsylvania, which has just one branch in state of Maryland. But interestingly, they have offered first $500,000 business line of credit, but in exchange, they requested to make a consolidation term loan of two business equipment leases we used to have. And I said, oh, this is a business leases, off-book balance, really, because finance really matter. I don't want to, anyway, make an on-book term loan, etc. But the condition of extending us, like $500,000 line of credit open, I needed to agree to consolidate two business leasing finance for up to $140,000. So after completion of the such kind of consolidation term loan, I requested anyway, please request activate your working capital line of credit because our business started to grow very fast. We need to get funded as soon as possible. And at that moment, their writing group, according to the officer in charge, started to say, oh, your 2013 net loss was $130,000. So at this time, we cannot re-extend any line of credit other than this consolidation term loan. at the
wow.
end of the day, they didn't give us any cent of the fresh money.
So what I'm getting at, I just want to confirm, so First National Bank of Pennsylvania told you we would give you $500,000 line of credit contingent on taking out a $140,000 term loan to consolidate some smaller loans you had, correct? And then you took the term loan out.
Leasing finance, as you know, it's a totally off-book balance, but like 5 years or 6 years of the business equipment and the furniture leasing. But unnecessarily, they have offered, if we have some commercial obligation, we can remake a consolidation term loan to begin with.
And then they took away the line of credit.
Yes.
I see. And that obviously set you back. And then you had to take out the $90,000 with that other funding company. Do you remember who that was?
Yeah, so called the Funding Circle.
Funding Circle, that's correct.
Is,
I'm familiar with them.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can definitely be of service to you here.
So what I want to consult is, of course, I explained I'm a former banker. I know what kind of a financial document and the root of the business should be provided for your review. So I want to, because be very transparent and clear and very honest about our need. But if you can really provide me with a list of the documents,
of course,
information, I can really supply all the things. And getting like a $250,000 term loan from you is one solution. But taking advantage of this opportunity, I want to remove those two lenders, which did the really wrong thing to me or to our company.
Of course.
So at the same time, as a side information, we have started like equity raise campaign for $3 million. So after completion of the $3 million raise, I plan to eliminate all kind of the debt.
Of course, that's a good idea.
To keep a good long-term relationship with Bank of Cardiff is also really considerable, because our business is really going to the north. We need to do many things.
Purpose. So for this loan, what would be your ideal term length? Something more in the 3 to 6 month range, or maybe the 12 month to 18 month range, maybe two. What would be more ideal for you? Shorter term, or maybe a little bit longer?
Yeah. So of course, I'm tired of working with like a daily payment of the cash advances. So I prefer first like a monthly payment, and of course, no matter how long it may last, if you can do like a 2 to 3 years term, that'll be perfect. We can re-control all the cash flow. And of course, in the near future, I'm reapplying an SBA loan for like $1 million or so to clean up everything. But so minimizing like a monthly payment, with a good control of the cash flow, if I can utilize your, let's say, term loan or a line of credit up to 2 to 3 years, maybe a good option at this time.
Of course. So just to recap, ideally you're looking for about $450,000 over about 2 years on a monthly payback basis.
Yes.
Perfect, perfect.
Also depending on the applicable interest rate.
Yes, of course, of course. Yes, of course. Like I said, once we get your paperwork in, we can have some numbers for you in about 24 hours.
Okay.
So what is a good email for me to send some information, a list of documents I need?
Okay, the first name, Atsumasa. @micromanos.com, which is micromanos.com. Atsumasa@micromanos.com.
Perfect. I will send you the information I need to collect from you, and can I give you a call back maybe the same time tomorrow to follow up with you and see if you have any questions?
Yes, of course. I want to be fair, so that's why after providing you with all the information, I want to hear from your underwriting group if your company can do help or extend some great facility in the current situation.
Of course, of course.
In San Diego?
Yes, so we also have a branch up in the Los Angeles Irvine area that's a lot smaller, is being consolidated, but we're primarily based right out of San Diego.
Okay, so I should count 3 hours.
Yes, well, we are open early because we do deal with nationwide, of course, so I'll be here at 6:30 in the morning up until about 3:30 in the afternoon, Pacific time. So it's perfect for you. On the East Coast, you know, basically 9:30 to 6:30.
Mm-hmm, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a good conversation. That was good.
So anyway, please send me an email that tell me about a list of the information I need to supply.
Perfect. You have a good rest of your day, Atsumasa. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.